This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know what humility looks like in action. When we look at Jesus's life, we see he was both bold as a lion and also meek as a lamb. When Jesus saw that the temple had become a marketplace rather than a place of worship, he became bold as a lion and chased the people out. Yet when he chose to wash his disciples' feet, he was as gentle as a lamb. He was showing us the power in humility. When Jesus moved toward his disciples to begin washing their feet, Peter was confused. He said, "Lord, you'll never wash my feet." But Jesus told him, "If I don't wash you, you won't belong to me." Peter quickly responded, "Well, then, Lord, wash my hands and my head too." What's interesting is that shortly after Jesus washed Peter's feet, Peter would deny him. And Jesus, of course, already knew this, but he still chose to show him the love, compassion, and gentleness of a lamb. Ultimately, Jesus knew the man of God that Peter would become. Who has God assigned to you, even if only for a season, and especially this season? Could you express a little more love, compassion, and humility towards them? This is where my work lies too, because sometimes I get so caught up in my own needs that I forget about someone God has put on my path. Let us both be comforted and instructed by these words. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Luke 14:11. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues of Blessings and subscribe to the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, be humble.